Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Red Notebook by Antoine Lorraine. Translated by Emily Boyce and Jane Aitken, narrated by Alex Windham. There is little but the sublime to help us do the ordinary in life. Allah, Émile Auguste Châtier. The taxi had dropped her on the corner of the boulevard. She was barely 50 meters from home. The road was lit by street lamps, which gave the buildings an orange glow. But even so, she was anxious, as she always was when she returned late at night. She looked behind her, but she saw nobody. Light from the hotel opposite flooded the pavement between the two potted trees flanking its entrance. She stopped outside her door, unzipping her bag to retrieve her keys and security fob. And then everything happened very quickly. A hand grabbed her bag strap. A hand that had come out of nowhere, belonging to a dark-haired man wearing a leather jacket. It took only a second for fear to travel through her veins all the way to her heart, where it burst into an icy rain. She instinctively clung to her bag. The man pulled harder, and when she held on, he put his hand over her face and shoved her head back into the metal doorframe. She stumbled in shock, seeing stars that shimmered above the road like hovering fireflies. She felt a tightness in her chest and let go of the bag. The man smiled, the strap swirled through the air, and he ran off. She leant back against the door, watching him disappear into the night. She was breathing heavily. Her throat was on fire, her mouth dry, but her bottle of water was in the bag. She reached over and tapped in the entry code, put her weight against the door, and slipped inside.